Hi everyone, this is a message of hope and healing. It's been 41 and a half weeks since we had found out that Josie had rectal cancer, and I ask myself, what do I know? Through this journey, I know that God has been with us. I know that recently Josie saw a general practitioner, a wonderful woman, a new physician to Josie. And she said, after her recent need to go back and have further tests on her breasts, and thankfully, praising God that they were cysts in there, she said, it just seems like you can't catch a break. And I remember feeling so shocked when I heard those words, because I thought the exact opposite. I feel completely the opposite way, because knowing that I stand firm and convicted in my knowledge and my belief that God has been with Josie and has lifted her to a new life, to a new path, that it has been tough and it has been struggling, it has been hard, but it has not been her going through this alone. I know that. I know that from the moment I was called to go to her. So I was so shocked when the doctor said to Josie those words, because the view is not the same. The view, as she gets to know Josie and as she knows who is with Josie, she will not see it as, I just feel like you can't catch a break, as opposed to, wow, you've been broken and remade and renewed by the grace of God. You've been healed. Amen. I'm going to tell you a little story. Two. The first one is that Dave and I went recently to Cambridge, and there's a wonderful restaurant there called the Bear's Den. We don't get up there very often, and so we were excited to eat there. That's my Yelp recommendation if you want one. And when we got there, we were told that they did not have internet, and the only thing they could accept was cash. For anyone who knows me, I don't have much cash on me, ever. And so it was digging through my purse and digging through the coins in the center console and what Dave might have, to realize we maybe had enough to have something or split something, certainly not having an appetizer or, you know, maybe just drink water. But I remember after I left, just being very humbled, just knowing that I wasn't sure if I had enough to pay my debt. And so it held me up, and it made me think about, you know, paying our debts. And I started reflecting on that. The second story is another restaurant. It's no longer here in Marietta. It was called the Buckley House. It's one of our favorite places to eat. So one time Josie and Murphy had come in, and we had gone there, and it is not a cheap place. It is a place you save for holidays and special occasions. And the four of us had eaten, and we knew the bill would be a large one. And when the bill came to us, the waiter handed us the little folder that it's in, and he said, your bill's been paid. Well, what? What? Who? He said, yeah, it was taken care of, and you owe nothing. You owe zero. I remember then all of us knowing we needed to seek out who would have done this wonderful thing for us. And we were sitting outside on the porch. We went down the little garden and path, and behind these hedges was someone that we did know, a young man, a wonderful man. And he had said this is something that he wanted to do. We thanked him, and he said it was his pleasure. He wanted to give us this gift. Again, I want to say that I really this impacted me because we had enjoyed this time, this wonderful food. And when it came due for us to pay, when it came that time, our debt was paid. It was zero. We didn't owe our debt. Someone else had taken care of that for us. We did have to seek the person out. They weren't hiding from us, but and they were there in the same restaurant with us. But they weren't screaming at us, "Hey, it was me, it was me, it was me." And I remember thinking how this was relative to my walk with Jesus, to knowing that seeking out Jesus, my debt has been paid. What I have been given, my life, my being saved from my sins by Jesus paying my debt, by being told I don't owe a thing, I just accept the gift. And that's what I felt that moment at that restaurant. I don't owe a thing except to say thank you and to receive the gift. I started looking through my Bible, and there are so many scripture references that I could use for this week. Let me read you just a couple. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. That was Ephesians 1:7. You were bought at a price. 1 Corinthians 7:23. We were bought at a price. The price was that of Jesus dying on the cross to take our sins from us, to take them on, and to give us each of us, a way to God, a way to the Holy Father, a way to move forward in this life, knowing that we are not alone. When I think of the physician saying that to Josie, I just want her to know it's the opposite of how she sees it. We are not alone. Also, in the Bible, it says, man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That's Matthew 20:28. And this one gets me. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. Isaiah 53:5. I'm going to have to read it one more time to you. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. He took it. He took our debt. It's been paid. You can live freely. You can live without that sinking. You can live without carrying that sinful life. You just accept that gift that Jesus gives you. God gave us the gift of Jesus Christ, who has given us the gift of eternal life, a freedom, a peace that does not come of this world. That brought us peace was upon him. The punishment that brought us the peace, it was upon him. Amen. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And we know that's Philippians 4:13. And let us pray together today. Dear Lord, it is with your Son and through your Son that we can speak to you, that we can be given this gift because he died for us. We seek him, we love him, and we thank him on this day. May people come forward seeking the face of Christ. May they know their debt has been paid. It is zero. There is nothing owed. because Christ paid the debt. Jesus paid it for each one of us. And through his holy name, we pray this day. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.